You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and recently you may have noticed some changes have been made to home loans, which may make things a little bit more different if you are applying for one. I'm joined by Julie Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine. Julia, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So I guess just for starters, is it going to be tougher now to get a home loan?
A little bit tougher, yeah. So APRA's asked banks to lift the 2.5% serviceability to 3% serviceability on top of what their lending rate is for people taking out a home loan. So whatever your home loan is, the bank assesses, or did assess, that you would be able to pay it if it went up 2.5%. Now they're being asked to add an extra 0.5% so that you will have to make sure that you can service that loan if it goes up a full 3%.
Right, so this makes a big difference for, I guess, people who probably don't have as much in the bank trying to go for a home loan for a specific house?
Well, it makes a difference as to how much you can borrow, because typically there's a way that the banks work it out that it's a certain amount times your income. So once they add, you know, this extra percentage to see if you can still, you know, pay this, it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
So I guess who would this change impact the most?
Well, it would impact people who have got the minimum put away to as a deposit, because to make sure that you can service that loan, it's going to make a big difference as to how much you do have. So what you said before, you do have to have a bit in the bank to make sure that you can cover it. And I guess it's good practice anyway. If you're going for a loan and you're paying, say, a 3% mortgage rate, you should always make sure that you have a bit extra just in case the loan rate goes up, because eventually it will. And at this stage where the rates are very low, there is only one way for them to move. And so you need to make sure that if it moves up a percent or half a percent or whatever, you can still service that loan. So what the banks will look at is, you know, how much you can afford. So they'll take in all your expenses and make sure that they think that you can comfortably afford to pay it back if the rates change.
So I guess really this comes under responsible lending from the banks, making sure they aren't signing people up to payments that they just can't pay back.
Yeah, so it is partly that, but it's also, you know, partly to make sure that the banks are going to get their money if people default. So they're trying to be secure themselves and not overlend. So it works both ways.
But I guess the people who are probably going to be not too impacted by this, at least they'll be able to still get a mortgage, are people who are quite well off or earning quite a lot more money.
Yeah, you know, if you can prove that you can service the loan and you're not borrowing the maximum, then you should be quite comfortable. But, you know, it's just good practice, really, to make sure that you're not borrowing at a rate where if it moves, you can't service it. I mean, that should be good practice for everybody. Many, many, many years ago when I had my first loan, I had to work it out on big butcher sheets of paper, you know, work out, well, what happens if the percentage that I'm paying goes up a quarter of a percent, half a percent, and so on. And I worked it out longhand just to make sure that in those very early days I was able to service the loan. And in those days it was about 14%. So you were already paying a lot, and it made a big difference if the rates moved. So, you know, if you're borrowing to your limit and you can't afford that bit more, then you either need to have something saved or some sort of contingency plan in case they do go up.
How often do rates go up?
Well, they've been really low for a long time now. You know, it's hard to say how often they go up, but they would move generally within a year. They would typically have a move or two. We've been in a situation where they haven't moved more up for quite some time. So in the next couple of years, they will have to move, and that's the only direction that they can go.
And I guess house prices have also been on the rise as well. So does that make the serviceability of a mortgage that much more difficult?
Well, you're borrowing more. So you're borrowing closer to your limit, and you've got to work out, can you pay that back? So each time you go to an auction, say, and you've put up a couple of extra thousand, it can have an impact if you're borrowing that money and then the rate goes up. So, you know, it's cautious times, I would say. You know, look at what you can afford to pay back as well as what you can afford to borrow, because they're slightly different.
Or just be patient and wait for that housing bubble to burst.
Ooh, that's a risk too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's well, I guess when it comes to big financial decisions, you don't want to gamble too much.
You don't want to gamble, but you want to make sure that you're covered in case something does change. And you know, it might change in the amount you're earning or anything like that. So you need to be paying back at a comfortable rate where if things do change, it's not going to, you know, send you to disaster straight away.
And I guess if you are looking to sign up for a mortgage for a place that's probably just going to cut it too close to that 3% rate, maybe look at something a bit smaller.
That's right.
Well, Julia, we're just out of time, but thank you so much for chatting today.
Pleasure. Thanks very much, Jordan.
This is Julie Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.